Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer and author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is marvelous Monday, October 31st. Happy Halloween. And I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the world. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. If you're listening live right now, just scroll down a little bit on your computer screen. You'll see the chat room has automatically opened up. You'll also notice you're automatically in the chat room, but you're in there as a guest if you haven't registered. Just click on that register button just below the chat room. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name like the rest of us. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk about our hobby and passion of backyard poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, preparedness, show poultry, and a whole lot more. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do that today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try ManaPro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try ManaPro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com. Or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do. Looking for an all-natural way to keep your flock healthy from intestinal parasites? Tired of wasting all those eggs due to a long withdrawal period? The answer is Vermex. With no artificial chemicals, Vermex has been a huge success for many species, offering a completely natural way to address intestinal hygiene control and improve general health. Check out the online store at www.vermexusa.com. VermexUSA.com. To see what products you need to keep your animals healthy. Vermex, natural control of intestinal parasites.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Halloween. We're going to do a little monster mash here in a minute. And thank you for joining us and staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is going to be a shorter show than usual because of my age is showing and my forgetfulness is showing and my mistakefulness is showing and everything else. Maybe it's the onset of old age, and or it may just be I've got too many irons in the fire. But I had posted on Facebook that Peter Brown, the chicken doctor, would be here today, but he will not be here today. He's going to be joining us. We rescheduled him, I think, for the second Wednesday, which I think will be the 9th. So he'll be here all the Mondays here, except for this Monday today, because he's coming back from Crossroads. And if you've ever seen his setup and his big van and his trailer, and he works his tail off. And so he's and then when he gets back, I'm sure it's hectic. He's filling orders. He's taking calls from people who didn't buy then, or maybe he ran out of something and they're calling to buy now, today and tomorrow from the show, this huge show that he went to. So we told him that, hey, we understand. Take the day off, and we'll reschedule for you. I think the second Wednesday, the 9th, is when he'll be on. So you'll get a taste of the Chicken Doctor actually twice in 1 week, I guess next week, Monday and Wednesday. So how cool would that be? So so I lied to everybody because I guess I just had a little brain fart there or a touch of the old age that was sneaking up on me. So it'll be a little bit shorter show today, but we do have a couple of prizes to give away. We're going to give away, since it's Monday, we're going to give away a hen saver, a hen apron to one lucky listener. And of course, we're giving away a brand new chicken coop from mypetchicken.com. Yep. So valued at, well, it's regularly priced at $400. Right now it's on sale for $300, but normally priced at $400. Shipping to your front door, depending on where you live across the country, can be up to $250, delivery right to your front door. So it could be to some person out there who's going to win today, depending on where you live, a $650 value from MyPetChicken.com and Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Again, continuing the history of giving away more chicken coops than anybody on the planet, we're proud to say. And couldn't do it alone, so here we go. It is now time to bring on the one, the only compost queen herself, workshop speaker extraordinaire, and over-the-road Prius driver, of course. Not an over-the-road truck driver, but an over-the-road Prius driver, Pat Foreman. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Whisper. Hey, Andy, you're not getting older. You're a young whippersnapper. So I'm sure you've got years and decades to continue on chicken whispering. I just wanted to put that in there right up front. Yeah, I saw Peter at the show. I even had my picture taken with him. I thought, well, that'd be good for the archives, whatever. But he was looking pretty frisky and happy and in his element. Their booth was doing remarkably well. And, gosh, he's just got a load of information, and his booth was huge. I mean, his products, he's got so many products on there. So looking forward to having him on Wednesday and then again next Monday. But he does have a bunch to pack up and quite a ways to travel. So how are you doing this happy Halloween, trick-or-treat?
It is Halloween. I'm doing fabulous. I had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I know lots of people who follow my personal Facebook page, and sometimes I post it on my professional Facebook page there at facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. Had a great weekend. In fact, it was a monumental day here at the old homestead. We got to harvest our very first crop, a partial crop of turnip greens, and there was a huge annual festival in Montezuma on Saturday. So we were up early, we were out in the garden, and we were harvesting turnip greens and stuffing them in the old plastic bags, and we headed into town, and we did pretty good. We harvested We harvested probably somewhere between 40 and 50 bags, just good old grocery bags like from the grocery store.
Somewhere
40 and 50 bags, and it didn't even touch the turnip patch we got. You can't even tell. We picked it. It's huge. But and so we loaded those in the back of the truck, and we headed to town. And at the end of the day, because we came back up here to Ideal and sold a few up here and whatnot, but at the end of the day, let's see. A lot of extra noise. Let me go ahead and put Matt on mute. Sorry about that. Okay, there it disappeared. So thank you very much for that, Poet's Wife. We'll go ahead and get some clear there. And so it was great time. We ended up having about 14. Bags left at the end of the day after all of our sales. And what we did is thanks. Ferris, I appreciate that. Yeah, I think we just solved the problem. We're on about a 25-second delay, so it should be clear as a bell. Should be clear as a bell now. I just put Pat on mute. We're getting a little feedback. So thank you very much. So it was monumental because moving down here to the old homestead and having this huge garden and taking it to the market. But we had 14 bags left over, and I didn't want them to go to waste. So of course we gave one bag to our rabbits, who love them, of course, and then that left us 13 bags. And I told Philip, my good buddy and friend and farmhand Philip, I said, Philip, I don't want these to go to waste. I said, and you've lived here pretty much all your life, and you know the people who are around. Take me to the people who need these turnips the most. Take me to some fixed-income senior citizens. Take me to some single moms with kids that are struggling, that need some food. You know, take me to the people who would need these greens the most. Good old turnip greens. And so that's what we did. So we the last 13, 14 bags, we toured around town here, and we stopped, and we put smiles on people's faces. You know, widowed senior citizens, here's a big old bag of turnip greens for you. Enjoy them. Fix them up. There was a single mom with four boys working full time, trying to make ends meet. Gave her a couple of bags of turnip greens. And just kind of, again, went through town on his knowledge of knowing the people here again, putting smiles on people's faces with our good fortune that the Lord has given us. So that's what we did on Saturday. So that was terrific. I brought you back off of mute, Pat, just to see if we get any more feedback. So you're back live now. And so so we did that. So it was a great, fun weekend. We had fun, of course, at the fair. And, of course, we had a great time harvesting our first crop of turnip greens and then getting and selling many and then giving away the rest. And so that was that pretty much took our whole Saturday. And then Sunday was just a yesterday was just a good kind of family day. We went to church. We had actually fifth Sunday supper or dinner at the church after church. Good home cooking. And then I had a chance to go to the grocery store last night. But the big news, Pat, that I'm really, really excited about is that gotta love it. I was talking to Philip, and I said, you know what would be good? I mean, we're down here in the middle of peanut country, and they're harvesting peanuts as we speak right now in the fields. We see wagons and wagons being pulled to town of peanuts, big, huge wagons full of peanuts. We see the peanut equipment coming down the road with police escorts. It's peanut time here in South Georgia. And so I said, you know what we need to do? We need to do not only sell some produce, but let's do some bold peanuts. But to really do bold peanuts right, you got to have a big cast iron kettle, you know? And yeah, you just got to. And so put it over a fire, a wood fire, and heat that water up and get those good old bold peanuts a-cooking and smelling up the town and, you know, selling cups of peanuts for $2 and $3. So I was ready for this. I was ready to do it. But I caught a snag. You know, budget's tight. You know, Jen's taking pay cut with her job, and, you know, we're just right, you know, trying to do the homestead right. And I got online, and I started looking for big cast iron kettles. And let me tell you, Pat, if you haven't looked online or looked and see what big cast iron kettles cost, let me tell you.
They're expensive, aren't they?
The cheapest one I could find was about $300, and then you had to pay
Oh, my God.
Yeah, $300. Then you got to pay to ship it. So anywhere the size I was looking for, $300 to $600, $300 to $600 for a good and cat.
Wow.
And of course, it's hard to find, you know, old cat, the old ones that size anyway. Some were brand new, but anywhere from $300 to $600, and some were up there, you know, the 40, 50 gallon. They were up there like $1,200, $1,600 for a good old cast iron kettle. And you just if you're gonna do bold peanuts. You got to have a cast iron kettle over an open flame, wood fire. Just there's no other way to do it. I'm not going to have me an old gas tank there, you know, spewing propane up there to cook my peanuts. It's just not the same. So let me tell you, Philip did tell me, he said, you know, I actually think that I know where one might be. And I'll have to check it the next couple of days. So anyway, I not forgot about it, but it wasn't, you know, up on the top of the list. Well, yesterday I stopped by Philip's house, and I pulled up just to check in, see if he wanted to go to town with me, go to the grocery store. And he says, I got a surprise for you, Mr. Andy. I said, you got a surprise for me? He says, yeah, hang on just a minute. And he comes walking out of his house carrying this huge, I'm going to post a picture of it on my personal Facebook page, put a link to it in the chat room. This huge, oh, it must be 100 years old, huge cast iron kettle for our little bull peanut stand. And
wow.
He said, I thought I saw one on this old lady's front porch, and it's been there for a long time. And I just knocked on her door and asked her if she wanted to sell it, how much she wanted for it. And she said, $65. What a deal. So
So I had happened to pay him the other day, and so he had $20, gave her 20, and then took the pot, and then we had to go and give her the other 45. But $65 for a huge, good old cast iron kettle. Original thing must be 100 years old. And so,
wow.
We got it. I couldn't believe it. You know, just blessings left and right here at the homestead. So we got an old wire brush, a stainless steel wire brush. He's been. I took about 30 minutes getting it good, and he spent a little time on the inside. Right now, he's building a wood fire out back, and we're going to go ahead and get it good and clean and sterilized and whatnot, and I'll get a picture of us over the wood fire. So we're going to reseason it really well, and then next thing you know, maybe by this weekend. Actually, I won't be in town this weekend. Maybe by next weekend, next week sometime, we'll be selling some bull peanuts the good old fashioned style in a cast iron kettle over a wood fire right here on the side of the road. Let me tell you. So
that's fun. Did you ask her? You know, you might want to go interview her about the history of that kettle. I bet she can tell stories and have recipes that will absolutely charm your socks off.
That's true. You know, that's absolutely true. I didn't think about that to get a history, because he said it's been on her front porch as long as she can remember, as long as he could remember. And so, we couldn't turn that down. So it was a deal, and it's in great shape. No, it's not even thin on the bottom. You know, some get thin, or some you'll turn over and there's a hole in the bottom where they had, you know, plants planted in them and just the water over there. So so it's in fabulous shape. But yeah, and then of course, if it's not peanut season, bowl peanut season, then I'm thinking about using it to make some stew, or maybe some vegetable soup or some chili. Big old huge pot of chili on the open fire. Oh man, I can't wait. And a good old cast iron kettle. So yeah, so it was a fabulous weekend, and along with the harvest of our first crop here at the old homestead, and just about selling out and putting smiles on people's faces that needed the food anyway. I wasn't about to have all those turnips go to waste. So now it's back to the old grind this week, and going good. Got a good week. So again, a little bit shorter show today because my mistake. Peter Brown will not be with us today because he's probably if he knows anything good, he is asleep right now after a long weekend at Crossroads. Pat,
right.
You were at Crossroads, and I'm glad you saw Peter Brown up there and some other great folks. Glad you had a good time. The Ohio Nationals coming up very soon as well. And that's another big show. I was contacted by Meyer Hatcher today. They're going to be over there. In fact, she said she's going to be pushing my book all weekend at the Ohio National.
Good.
Appreciate that. She asked if we were going to be up there this year. We went last year, but we won't be up there this year. So, but she said they were going to be pushing the book. In fact, this was funny. I went over to Amazon yesterday, Pat. Checked uh-huh. over on Amazon, and I can't honestly tell you how many books Amazon buys. I have no idea. No clue if they buy, you know, 20 books or if they buy 2,000 books. I really have no clue, but Amazon's Amazon. So, but I went over to Amazon to the site where my book is, and they only have 14 books left. It says, hurry, order now, only 14 books left, ordering more soon, or something like that. So I was
excellent.
Like, well, pretty cool.
Right.
You know, like I said, you know, they may have only bought 15 initially, and now they're down to 14. I don't think that's the case, but yeah, it's I don't see that very often on the book sites. But yeah, it said 14 books left, reordering soon, and so we'll get your copy, only 14. So that kind of made me feel good that they're having to reorder. Amazon's having to reorder, so that made me feel a little good this morning as well. So things are just
well. That's wonderful. The other thing, Whisper, is to ask folks that are listening or who get your book, if they like it, to please leave a review on Amazon. Leave a positive review, and that really helps spread the word and the poultry love as well. To have good reviews on that. So
yeah,
as soon as you send me my autographed copy, I'll do that.
There you go.
I'm looking forward to seeing the final version. So, yeah, well, great.
Good.
That's absolutely wonderful. Isn't that a magic feeling? That's just such a wonderful, on top of the world feeling to see something like that.
It was, and of course, I'm not. Because I want to be able to say, whether it be 2 days from now, 2 years from now, or 20 years from now, Pat, I'm just not a big advocate of saying, go to Amazon, leave a positive review. You'll never hear me say that. I'm not going to say that. Some other authors have been bit by that, because I have seen some reviews where in the review they said, this person, blank, blank, begged me to come to Amazon and give a positive review on their book, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So it kind of bit them in the rear end. And so I've learned not to do that, so no one can say, well, he's just on his radio show asked everybody to go give. You know, if you don't like my book, put it down. I want you to be honest. If you like it, great. If you don't, great. If you think it's mediocre, great. Leave an honest review, but I'm not going to be one to tell and beg people. Like another person I had saw on there where they got kind of bit by a snake, and it was like, he's contacting me so many times, just begging me, and he's begging all these people.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, to leave positive reviews and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So I'm not doing it. So so I can say 20 years from now, I never told the first person to go and leave a positive review. I didn't beg them to leave a positive review. I haven't even mentioned reviews. But since you mentioned it, you know, leave it. I'm just going to say, leave an honest review. If you don't like it, tell me you don't like it. So, and if you like it, tell me you like it. But
But the numbers do matter, Whisper. I mean, the more reviews you have, either positive or negative, but I'm sure there won't be any negative. But either way, the numbers really do matter, because that indicates that people have read the book. They have an opinion about it, and of course, it's helping helping the poultry movement. So. And I ask people all the time to consider leaving a review or to blog about it on their blogs if they find something useful that other people can benefit from. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't have a problem saying, hey, you know, review it. That's fine. Always looking at reviews, but to beg, plead, and send emails and post
on forums
to go leave a positive review or whatever. That's just not me. I'm not going to do it, because I've seen it, how it bit somebody else kind of in the rear end, so not going to be doing that. But yeah, that was kind of interesting. So let me think. What else is going on? That's a lot of positive stuff that's been going on, and
Did your chickens come?
Yes, actually, Friday morning, I got 100 broilers from Stromberg's, and of course, you know, Loyal, he passed away not too long ago, the founder of Stromberg's, and but yeah, we've got 100 broilers, and they're the slow-growing broilers. I did have a choice, and you could go with the fast growers that are ready in like 5-6 weeks. You can go with the slow growers, which are ready probably in about 9-10 weeks, because they have less health problems, less leg problems. We want to try to do this as humane as possible, of course. So we got the slow grower ones. And
good for you.
But they're still growing fast. Let me tell you, I look out there. But we got it all set up. They're happy, and they're just you got to love baby chicks. So, and they're happy and happy and happy. And then, of course, the rabbits are doing great. And like you heard, I gave them some greens. So now at the homestead, we've got some meat rabbits going on. We've got some chickens. And remember, and I've got to go talk to the city council tomorrow. I've kind of changed my tune a little bit. I've really thought about it. And I don't want to get into promising things I can't deliver on, because it's not a good thing to do. So the initial thought with these 100 broilers is, of course, me and Jen to take about 15 or 20 and just put in our freezer for the winter. But the other 75 or 80 of them, we initially wanted to, barbecue them and have a kind of a citywide barbecue. Show your city ID or your water bill and help yourself to some good old grilled chicken. But we started looking at building a grill here, and I didn't want really to have all these people coming on my homestead and stomping around and biosecurity and, you know, just all over my stuff and trampling my garden. So I was going to go and talk with the city council to see if we could use the city park and have the big barbecue there. Well, the logistics of this is going to get just a little too overwhelming. So Saturday, when we were just kind of going door to door and handing people these bags of turnip greens, I thought, you know what, we could do this with the chickens, and it'd be a lot less hassle and a lot less dealing with all the logistics of barbecue.
Yeah.
Volunteers. So what I think we're going to do is, as these broilers get to be harvesting time, I'll get as many volunteers as I can. We'll set up some scalders You know, I got my kettle now. I can heat up and scald the chicken. The old cast iron kettle now, exactly. And then we'll get the pluckers on the line, and we'll go ahead and we'll harvest these 75, 80 chickens. And I think what we're going to do is we're just going to put them, drop them down in a big bag, twist them around, twist tie them, and then, of course, and then go take them. Then we wouldn't have to find a place to cool them. We can take them immediately to the families and then share our bountiful blessings. And then they could put them in the refrigerator for a couple of days before they fix them. So I think that's the game plan versus having a big barbecue and that kind of stuff, because they're going to be ready sometime, let's see, 10 weeks from now, sometime around maybe Christmas.
Careful, what?
Did I say the chickens would be close around Christmas?
Oh, month? No.
That word is said on the radio show, sometimes knowingly and sometimes not, then that's what you get. That's what you get. So we thought that we would just, and the logistics make it simple and still feed the town, is to, harvest them, put them in a bag, twist tie it, load them up, and then off through the town we go. And so that way we can kind of troll, hey, we want to help in our town. We won't have people trying to come up and sneak and have forged water bills to say, oh yeah, I really do live in the town. You know, population 503. So that's kind of the game plan now, because again, don't want to promise anything we can't deliver on. So we'll still have a big harvest party and a plucking party and a scalding party and get lots of volunteers here on the homestead, and then load them up and deliver them to the folks that need them most. So that's kind of the game plan with that. So you're on the road.
You know what's going to happen, Whisper? I foresee it very clearly. Within a couple of years, you're going to be the mayor of Ideal. You'll promise a chicken in every kettle, and everyone will vote for you as mayor.
Gotta love it. You know, that I did have intentions. In fact, I haven't lived. We just moved here, and I did inquire about what the requirements were. How long you had? What's the true definition of residence? Because we've owned the house down here for 4 years, but we've only lived here full time for 4 months, maybe 5 months now. And so I did ask to see about it, but I don't know if I want the headache of being either on city council or the mayor here. I just don't really want the headache. Who knows? In another however many years before the new elections come around, maybe my tune will change a little bit. But right now, I'm not sure if I want the headache. But that has been going around town a little bit. Somebody even asked me if I wanted to run for sheriff of the county. You ever thought about running?
Oh no! Well, you're armed. You already got your firearms.
I said. No, I don't think so. to go and sign up for what is it now, a 16-20 week post certification class and go through all that, and then I got it. No, not gonna do it. So that'd be two
well,
ways.
Well, you have to wear a uniform besides your bibs too, so that kind of puts it out.
Not necessarily. I could wear my bib overalls and just get one of those badges on one of those chains to hang around my neck, like the vice squads do and stuff.
On your yellow baseball Chicken Whisperer cap, that would have a lot of influence as you walk up to break up those street gangs there in Ideal Church.
Yep, I just wear my overalls. I just hang a badge around my neck. How about that? No problem there.
Oh, my. Yeah, what fun.
That sounds like a TV show, Chicken Whisperer PD. Jeez.
That's very funny. The visual that came to mind with that was really, really a good one. Okay. Anyway.
Chicken Whisperer.
No, no chickens out after curfew. You know, you go around arresting the chickens after curfew.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, dear. No chicken crossing.
Yeah, absolutely. Gotta love it. Prisoners must pluck and scald chickens on once a quarter. So,
it's part of community service. That's right. It's part of community service. They raise food or help grow food for the community food bank, which is pretty much everybody, it sounds like. So.
Oh my goodness. Gotta love it. Hey, we got a lot of new listeners today because they're wanting to know who's going to win this awesome chicken coop. It is an awesome chicken coop, and it's provided by MyPetChicken.com, and we're going to be giving that away here shortly. And we had hundreds and hundreds of people enter, and in fact, we had some people try to enter after the deadline, and they got deleted. So. Yep, they got I know, Pat, everybody's a winner in your book.
Yeah, they are. Oh, I got to tell you, too, Whisper, we did not win the chocolate Orpington lottery, so I don't have a chocolate Orpington to give to you for Christmas. No, I didn't say it. I didn't say that. I mean the holidays. Don't do it, Whisper.
What did you say? What did you say?
Oh, please. Oh, please. No, not yet. Oh, sorry, everybody.
My fault. Don't blame me.
No, don't blame me. Don't blame me. Oh, Lord. Only on the Chicken Whisperer Talk Show.
Only.
Can you hear the clucking carols. Clucking carols.
There you go. Almost said it again there, Pat. Got to be careful.
I don't know. You're getting me trained, though. I got to tell you. I'm watching my C's around the showtime here.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So, man. So yeah, we've got the coop to give away, and we're going to give away what are we giving? Monday. Oh, yeah, Monday. Crazy K Farm at Hen Saver Hen Apron. Absolutely. Hen Saver Hen Apron. So, okay, Ozark Homesteader, should I ask my question again? Yes. When to start laying feed? 16 weeks or when hens start to produce? That's a great question. Let me go ahead and answer that for you because there's not really a right answer to that because there's so many people do so many different things. I'll tell you what I do. Okay, we would give basically chick starter until about 16 weeks, and then we'll switch them over to layer pellets or layer crumbles or whatever you want. But yeah, we'll actually give, and that's what me and Jen have done historically, is 16 weeks of starter, and then at 16 weeks we switch them over to the layer feed. Now, some people, and none of this is wrong, some people will actually give starter until they see the first egg laid, and then they start turning them over and giving them layer feed. Some people give starter for 8 weeks, grower for 8 weeks, and then at 16 weeks, they switch over to a layer feed. And then some people go to the 20 weeks. Some people will give starter, chick starter for 20 weeks and then switch over to layer. And it's all absolutely fine. There's no right or wrong answer there, so it's not that big of a deal. We just, because it's easier for us to remember than going 8 weeks and then changing, then 8 weeks and changing, and then, you know, we just, hey, mark the day with the chicks were born, hatched. 16 weeks later, boom, layer pellets. And we like to go with the pellets, so that's our key. Again, some people do chick starter all the way till they see the first egg, and then they switch over. And so we'll do it on around the 16th, so they have about a month of layer pellets and calcium and whatnot in there for about a month before they start laying. So that's, you know, we have no problems. So all of that is fine. However you want to do that, whatever's easiest for you to remember is absolutely all fine. So that's what we do, and some other folks do it differently, but it's all the right answer. So but either way, you just don't want to give the laying pellets too soon. Some people will start real early, and we're not a fan of that as well at all. So that's a good answer there for you. And there's no real right answer or wrong answer. Everybody does it a little bit differently based on their experience. But all those are fine. 16 weeks, 20 weeks when they start laying, when they see the first egg, it's all perfectly fine. So you're very welcome. You're very welcome. So chat room's slowly but surely filling up. As always, we're lucky to be on the air today because Blog Talk Radio, through whom we broadcast up in New York, that power outage is up there. All their big servers and everything, power outage. So they've only been back up because of this huge storm for maybe an hour or so. So we're very lucky to be able to broadcast live today. Also looking over there, and I don't see Walter in from Connecticut. Walter's not in there. He may be listening live on the telephone, but I told him I was going to give him a hard time today. Remember last year we were giving Walter a hard time, Pat, up in Connecticut because of all the snow he had?
Mm-hmm.
Snow. He had snow up that way. And so I think he just got another 2 feet of snow. Here it is, Halloween, and he's already got 2 feet of snow. So, Walter, if you're listening live, buddy, let me tell you. I'm glad you're okay. He's got the generator going. He's got a big four-wheel drive Blazer with a blade on the front. You know, he'll no problem. He's gonna survive the storm. But I told him I was gonna poke fun at him because even back in July, in June and July, remember Pat, we were going, "Hey Walter, is it snowing up there?"
That's right.
Yeah, it snowed so long, but yeah. Millions are without power, so hey, listen to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, and when we talk about our preparedness, and we have preparedness shows, and you too can learn how to survive the storm, loss of power. So, but yeah, Walter was doing fine. Saw on Facebook, so he may not have power now to log on, but he may be listening by phone. So if you are want to say we're thinking about you, anybody actually up there who's been affected by this mammoth, was it called a nor'easter that whipped through there?
Yep, nor'easter.
Nor'easter.
Yes. Yep. And it can come on fast. When we lived in Vermont, the temperature could drop 20, 30 degrees in an hour, and that was really hard on some of the livestock because they didn't have time to get in or whatever, especially the babies. So it can come fast. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Craziness. I didn't even hear about it. You know, we don't have TV, so I'm not sitting in here watching the boob tube all day. I have everything accessible online, and I'll check the weather occasionally or the news programs locally and nationally just to catch up on what's going on, if you know, so we're not totally out of the loop. But I had no idea. All of a sudden, I just saw these Facebook posts. People were saying, oh, we got 21 inches of snow. In fact, Bard Rock's wife and Bard Rock, they got like 20 to about 2 feet of snow, and they've got, I think they got,
wow,
like, yeah, they got like 2 feet of snow. Bard Rock's wife and Bard Rock there in the chat room, they got like 2 feet of snow, and I think I saw one of their Facebook posts, Pat, where it had been snowing for like 2.5 hours, and they already had like 17 inches.
So this must be really unusual. I mean, really, really early and deep. I think we're going to have a hard winter this year, Whisper. I think it's going to be across the country a different winter.
Maybe
so.
I'm
a hard one.
It's supposed to be, I think, 74 here. 74 today and tomorrow. So, in fact, all week it's going to be sunny. Highs in the low to mid-70s here in South Georgia. In fact, I got to go out and till a little bit in the garden today. Oh, Pat, monumental, absolutely amazing. After years and years and years, maybe even a decade, of trying to grow carrots, which me and Jen have never been able to.
Oh, good.
We've got carrots in the garden. In fact, Philip, he said, hey, let me show you something. Mr. Andy, come over here. And he said, look here. And we've got, we planted, I think, about 6 rows of carrots, and we gave up on them and not plowed with a tractor, but we did a hand plow and replanted some collards and some peas there. But he actually, we missed the rows. So we've got about 2, at least 3 rows of good carrots coming in. I couldn't believe it.
Wonderful.
First carrots we've ever grown. All the carrots, we've never been able to grow, ever grown carrots. But, yeah, we've got a good mess of carrots going on down there in the garden. We sure do. I want to remind everybody that it is coming up. Can you believe tomorrow is the 1st of November, Pat? November?
I know. Oh, my. Doesn't seem possible.
It's crazy.
At all.
Hey, let's have some fun in the chat room. Let's have some fun in the chat room. And what is everybody going to be for Halloween? What is everybody going to be in for Halloween? Or maybe what are your kids going to dress up for Halloween? Yeah, some people believe in Halloween, some people don't. We're not going to get into that discussion. But if you're, let's have some fun in the. Critter Lover says, silly Andy, we always have fun in the chat room. Let's have a little bit more fun. If you're going to a Halloween party, if you're going to a costume party, whatever your kids are going, tell us what you're going to be for Halloween. I really wasn't going to do much for Halloween. We never really do. But, Pat, you gave me the idea that maybe I should dress up as Chicken Whisperer.
I think that is the thing for you to do. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Get one of those dead chickens, you know, the chicken models with this, that are sort of strung out with their feet, and then put that in a holster on your side.
Yeah.
You draw your chicken to keep law and order.
Get me a badge and hanging around the overalls. Get me some spurs and put on my boots
and
CW hat on and walk down the center line of the street.
Oh, that has great potential.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you doing in my town, punk?
Oh, God. I think you're a natural, absolutely. And that'll get you voted for sheriff, no problem at all. And then mayor, maybe even mayor before you know it. You may have a unanimous pre-election vote just to get you into office. I mean, with the Chicken Whisperer PDF.
Oh, Jesus. Gotta love it. Hey, let's give away some prizes. Pat, in that courageous, courageous mind you have, I'm just going to ask you, since it's kind of a crazy Halloween. Let me get back to what I was talking about. Tomorrow, being November 1st, guess what? Tomorrow is the first Tuesday. I know that tomorrow is, we welcome normally, the Heritage Chef, Steve Pope. And so don't know if you've heard anything from Steve. I'm pretty sure we already have his topic because he gave us about 3 months of topics about a month ago.
Yep.
So I know he's planning on coming on tomorrow. So just all of our new listeners, tomorrow we've got Steve Pope, the Heritage Chef, that's going to be here. Wednesday, Garden Wise Living with Arlena. So we've got Garden Show Wednesday. Thursday, we've got Dr. Poultry scientist Dr. Bridget McRae, PhD, for Thursday, and then another fun Friday, this Friday, where we give away tons of prizes from our sponsors. So we have a chock full week. Normally today would be Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. So just a sample of the awesome shows we have here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, the LBC, the SPPA, Garden Wise Living with Arlena, Backyard Back Home Magazine with Richard Frudenberger, the Chicken Doctor, Peter Brown, PhD, poultry scientist, Dr. McRae, and then, how can I forget the TinyRevolution.us founder Andrew Odom on the third Tuesday. So great, great programming here Monday through Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern time. So my question for you, Pat, do you have in that mind of yours and any kind of chicken joke or chicken riddle we can do for this Crazy K Farm prize we want to give away today?
Oh, my, a chicken joke, and it's Halloween. Well, I've got one that we have used before, but it's so appropriate.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and get over to the let me get over here to the phone lines and the switchboard. And what we're going to do is we'll take caller number 9. Caller number 9. If you know the answer to the upcoming trivia joke that Pat's going to tell us, then you want to call, write this number down. It's always the same, but in case you're a new listener and want to have a chance to win an awesome Hen Saver Hen Apron from Crazy K Farm, 347-637-3237, 347-637-3237, caller number 9, Pat, do us the honor.
Okay.
What's the...
Okay, well, here it is. There's going to be a lot of people, I think, that know the answer to this, but it's the perfect Halloween chicken question. I'm not sure it's a joke. Whisper, it might be real. But what do you call a haunted heritage chicken? What do you call a haunted heritage chicken? 347-637-3237. Oh, this is a scary one. What do haunted chickens? How do they sound? Whisper. I know you've got a soundtrack there for them.
For who?
For a haunted chicken. What would a haunted chicken sound like? You know, if ghosts go boo, what do chickens do?
Probably something like.
You got it. I knew you'd come through with that. Oh gosh. Yes, a haunted. That's actually a possessed chicken. Sounds like a cuckoo, you know.
Hey,
cuckoo clock.
That, I'm not going to say it. Being that the holidays are coming up, we're going to start seeing this ad on TV quite a lot.
Presenting the Clapper. Let your appliances turn on and off just by clapping.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off.
The Clapper.
Oh, gotta love it. Tis the season. Between that and the Chia Pet commercials that we're going to start seeing around Christmas time. Oh my gosh, did I say it again?
Oh no.
I'm not.
Twice in one show's enough. Really.
That's plenty. Oh my goodness. Caller number 9, 347-637-3237. Pat, repeat the question for our listeners.
Yes, the question is, it's a Halloween question. What do you call a haunted heritage chicken? What do you call a haunted heritage chicken? 347-637-3237. Oh, so Halloween, are you getting any responses back about who's going to dress as what in the chat room there, Whisper?
I didn't see a whole lot. I guess people are just going to be turning off all the lights and so the kids don't come knocking on their door. Just turn off the lights and watch a movie.
Oh, dear. Pretend you're not home.
Yeah, exactly. What you can do is you can get a big pot or a big kettle or a big bowl, and you can tape a little sign on it, get an index card out, and write, "Please take only one," and then post it on the empty pot, put it out in front of your house, and then go to bed. And then everybody thinks that, oh, well, the first kid took all the candy, and then they just walk on by. So
there you go. That's a good strategy.
Yeah.
Oh. By the way, Whisper, I am on the road here, and I'm in West Virginia, so I might hit a little bit of a donut hole with the sound, but I'll call right back in case I lose my signal. But just forewarned is forearmed on that.
I'll check the switchboard for you if you disappear and then call back in. So yeah, I think. That's
or maybe if I disappear, I just have disappeared. I mean, it is Halloween.
It is Halloween. I was going to say.
Yeah, transdimensional in the Twilight Zone.
Yep. I think we're going to do that, Pat. We're going to put a big pot out on our front steps with a little sign that says,
you got
to
use your kettle.
We'll use the kettle, yeah, and it'll be empty, of course, and we'll have a sign on it that says, please take one, and we'll put an empty kettle out there, and then we'll turn out the lights and watch a movie tonight.
Have a skeleton coming, a hand coming out of the kettle, so say we will know if you take more than one and follow you in your dreams tonight.
Oh, is that spooky?
Haunt you in your dreams. That'd probably scare the kids away, wouldn't it?
Maybe so. Maybe I should go as Chicken Whisperer PD and get some candy myself. So, nope, can't have any too much high fructose corn syrup. So, alrighty, let's go to the phone lines here. We said caller number 9, and this is for a hen saver hen apron, a hen saver hen apron from our friends at Hobby Hill Farm.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Alrighty, we got caller number line. I just posted something in the chat room, Pat, and it's not obscene or anything like that, but it is an observation, and some people have agreed in the chat room, but and maybe you have experienced this, Pat, but to put it bluntly, when did Halloween become National Dress Like a Hooker Day? Have you noticed that over the years? It just seems like Halloween has Halloween has become an excuse to go out dressed like a hooker. So I just regardless of the age of the trick-or-treater or adult going to the party. So that's the question of the day here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. When did Halloween become National Dress Like a Hooker Day? That's the question I'd like to have answered. So some people responded in the chat room back when Barbie was invented. So
yeah, that's a good point.
I guess
Barbie had some pretty short shorts, you know, as a as a role model. Skinny little Barbie with short shorts. I mean,
yep.
That's she might have started a trend. Yeah, the impossible look that every girl is supposed to strive for.
Maybe so. Maybe so. All righty, let's go to the phone lines. Pat, this is for a Hen Saver Hen Apron from our good friends at Crazy K Farm. Area code calling in from 850-850. You're on the air with Andy and Pat. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from.
This is Sue.
Hey, Sue, how you doing today? Happy Halloween.
Same to you.
Yes, and Pat, repeat the question, please.
So the question is, what do you call a haunted heritage chicken? What do you call a haunted heritage chicken?
Poltergeist?
Yes. That's exactly right. It's a poltergeist. Yeah, I mean, it's so silly. You got to love this. Really. I think it's one of the best chicken jokes ever. So congratulations, Sue.
Poultrygeist ends up being your haunted chicken. All righty, I guess that's suitable for Halloween, but probably no other day on the planet or the year. So I told you, folks, I knew somewhere in that brain, Pat would have a bad chicken joke to share for our first prize.
I know some of the worst chicken jokes, most random chicken jokes ever. I've got a whole book of them.
Okay. Okay, winner from 850, this is what you need to do to claim your prize. Not over yet. You need to send me an email to chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Send me an email to chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And the title or the subject line of the email, put Hen Saver Winner. That's fine, Hen Saver Hen Apron or Hen Apron Winner. Crazy K Farm winner, whatever. And then within the email, I need your name, your shipping address, telephone number, and your email written in the email again, because we got to get that over to Toby, and she may call you to know if you need a size for a bantam, size for a large fowl, if you want a particular pattern. So that's why we need your contact information and the shipping address. So name, shipping address, phone number, and an email. And the title of the email should be Hen Saver Hen Apron or Hen Saver Winner, and we'll get that out to you as soon as possible from Toby over at Crazy K Farm, Hen Saver Hen Apron, sponsor of every Monday here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. All righty, let me post this in the chat room. Do you feel lucky? That's the question. We have had the October Chicken Coop Contest. The October Chicken Coop Contest going on. We started Monday, October 3rd. We started on Monday, October the 3rd, and we told you that we were going to give the prize away today, Halloween, October the 31st. There were no passwords to collect. There was no numbers or codes to do. There was nothing. All you had to do was enter by sending us an email. And you had until midnight last night. You had until midnight last night to enter the contest. And we're going to call the winner here in just a moment, live on the radio show. Now, remember, you do not have to be listening live to win. We told you that initially because people have full-time jobs. There's teachers, there's farmers, there's accountants, there's, you know, so they're out. Some can't listen to the live show. Some listen to the archive show when they get home. So we're going to try to call this person in just a moment, and we're going to draw the information, and we're going to see if we can't get a winner today. Well, we're going to have a winner, and we'll just see if they are going to be home. So very again, we had hundreds and hundreds of people who entered. Again, all you had to do is send us an email with all your information within the email, and then we're going to choose a winner. Now, the cool thing is, Pat, is that we're going to have another chicken coop contest in December. So someone's going to win one for don't say it. But someone that big holiday in
don't
December.
Don't say it.
Somebody.
Thank you.
Somebody's going to win a chicken coop from us and mypetchicken.com in December, and then again in February. In fact, February. Guess what? February is our third. We celebrate our third birthday, our third year of broadcasting here on Backyard Poultry with Chicken Whisper. So we'll be giving away a chicken coop this February, to celebrate our 3 years of broadcasting live right here on Blog Talk Radio, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we come back. We're going to give away this awesome chicken coop from our good friends at, yep, MyPetChicken.com. Stay with us, everybody.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at MyPetChicken.com. That's MyPetChicken.com.
You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size, flock, and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at MyAmishGoods.com. That's MyAmishGoods.com.
When you need an incubator, think Brensie, the incubation specialist.
Brensey has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensey.com. Brensey spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensey.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensey, technology you can trust. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, brooders, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
And we'll roll with one more.
Hey, ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable, too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, of course.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
Alrighty, it looks like as we come up to the highlight of the show, giving away this awesome brand new chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com, $400 value plus up to $250 shipping right to your front door. Huge value. It looks like we've lost Pat. So she's traveling back from Crossroads. She's traveling, I think, through Ohio and into the West Virginia area. And so we have lost Pat on the phone, so she's going to have to go back and listen to the archive. I'll keep an eye out, but she's going to miss the reward of giving away this awesome chicken coop to one of our fans and listeners. And I did see on our Facebook page, folks, Walter is listening live. He is listening live, and so he said he's got about a foot of snow on the ground, lots of trees down, but he has plowed his driveway with the blazer, and he's got the generator just a-humming. So glad to hear. He said, I couldn't miss the show, not even regarding the snowstorm that we got. So so glad that he's doing well, and, of course, he's listening to the show. We hope all our listeners up there in that bad storm are staying toasty warm and dealing with Mother Nature today. All righty. Let me see if I can get the logistics here going. I'm going to exit out of the chat room for just a moment. And we don't do this very often, but we do have a chance to call out on the switchboard. It is a new feature we've had a few months, and so we don't get to do that very often, so it's going to be one of those things. Let me get the switchboard ready so I can call out, and then I need to get my, not my barrel of monkeys and not my barrel of pickles, but my big orange barrel over here. There's some history behind this orange bucket. I got it $2 at the – I don't know if you have them in your area, but they're Firehouse Subs. Firehouse Subs. And they're food-grade buckets. They obviously are pickle buckets because they smell like pickles. But they sell them for $2 at any Firehouse Subs. And 100% of that goes to firemen across the country that have been injured or burned or hurt in the line of duty. God, we must have a jillion of them because we use them for all kinds of food storage and supply storage for preparedness. They're food grade, and they come with a lid for $2. Some they smell like pickles, but there's a way you can actually get the pickle smell out by a little baking soda, having them sit in the sun for a couple of days with the water filled up with baking soda and whatnot, but I don't really care. But there is history behind this orange barrel full of entries. And everybody in the chat room is anxiously waiting, as well as everybody out there in radio land, and then people who might not be able to listen, but maybe they're waiting for their phone to ring. So just a second here, and I need to go ahead and reach in and pull out the winner, reach in the barrel and pull out the winner. And then I have to get their information, so give me just a second. Interesting. Okay. Let me get over here and see if we can do this here. Okay, we are dialing. Okay. Phone is ringing. Can y'all hear the phone ringing? Okay, they are not home. I'm going to try it again. Thank you.
All righty, I'm going to try. Now, of course, remember, you don't have to be listening live to win, so I'll announce the winner here in just a second. You don't have to be listening live to win, and we told that because the people who want to, we wanted everybody to have a chance to enter, even if they can't listen to the show live. So we're going to try it one more time, and then I'll give you the information about the winner. One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy. Y'all are so funny in the chat room. Oh my goodness. Okay, well let me get back over here to the and go ahead and do this. Okay, so they are not answering. So they may be at work. They may be at school. Who knows? They might be getting a CAT scan at the hospital. And can't pick up their phone. You just never know. So let me get over here and I will announce the winner to everybody. It is Heidi Castle Diaz. And I'm probably pronouncing her maybe it's her maiden name. Heidi Castile or Castle Diaz from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Minneapolis, Minnesota. So congratulations, Heidi Castle Diaz from Minneapolis, Minnesota. You have won the October Chicken Coop Contest here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. And congratulations. And we had several hundred. I think we were close to probably around 800 entries for this particular contest. But if you didn't win, no worries, because guess what? We give away prizes all the time here. In fact, we try to give a prize away every single day here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisper, and especially on Fun Fridays. And does anybody know in the chat room? Does anybody know that person? I'm trying to see if anybody knows. They're saying, whoa, she lives up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, that she probably needs a coop. Interesting. Yeah, I will definitely recount. We were up last time at count close to about 800 entries for the chicken coop. I thought, to be honest, there would be more because we have about over 13,000 fans on Facebook, 3,500 fans on Twitter, and thousands of listeners of the show. But very cool. So we just want to say thank you very much for participating in the October Chicken Coop Contest, sponsored by MyPetChicken.com. Let's see, Pat is back with us. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Whisper. Yeah, sorry for the blackout there. I was going through quite a holler here in West Virginia. it was longer than I thought to get to another signal point, but it's on the West Virginia Turnpike, so I should be good for the rest of the show, which is about over. But
you're right. We're going to wrap it up. But if you heard the phone, we tried to call the winner, Heidi,
yep,
up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and she did not pick up, didn't give me an opportunity to even leave a voice message. So I've got all her information here, so I'll just I'll send her an email and congratulating her on, and maybe we can have her on the show tomorrow if we get in touch.
Yeah,
with her. Maybe we can have her on the show tomorrow. But anywho, so we have given away, historic moment, we've given away another chicken coop here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We've given away more coops and more prizes than anybody on the planet. Very proud of that because of our awesome, awesome sponsors. So tune in tomorrow, because we're going to have the Heritage Chef, Steve Pope, joining us tomorrow with another great episode. And then, of course, Wednesday, Garden Wise Living with Arlena. Thursday, Dr. Bridget McRae, PhD, poultry scientist, professor, and small flock specialist will be joining us. And then another fun Friday. So it is Monday, but Friday will be here before you know it, folks. And it'll go by so quick if you tune in every day right here, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Backyard
Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. So, hey, Pat, Heather in the chat room says, I hope you're happy, CW. Now my chickens are going to freeze this winter because I didn't win the coup.
Guilt is optional, Whisper. Guilt is optional. You know, it's for personal chicken responsibility. But, you know. Oh, dear. Wouldn't that be wonderful if we could give a coop away to everyone that really, truly couldn't afford one so they could keep chickens as part of their food supply and resources?
I think that would be fabulous.
That could transform quite a bit of the country, couldn't it?
Absolutely.
A chicken in every backyard. Who wants them? Whoever wants
exactly.
them.
Hey, I'm going to try it again. I'm going to try it one more time. You hear the phone ringing?
I do. Yep.
Let's try it just one more time.
Hello?
Hello. Is Heidi there?
Is this
Heidi?
Yes.
Okay, let me make sure I've got the correct Heidi here. Is this Heidi, and it's Castle Diaz?
Yes, Castle Diaz, yeah.
Castle Diaz. Okay, I'm sorry, I mispronounced that. I wanted to try it one more time. My name is Andy Schneider. Most people know me as the Chicken Whisperer. And my co-host Pat is on the – you're live on the radio, by the way, so no cuss words. and Pat is on live, and I thought, you know, hey, we're about to end the show, but I'm going to try one more time. I want to let you know and congratulate you, Heidi, that you are the winner of the Chicken Coop contest for October.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. No, this isn't punked. This is Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
Oh, sweet.
Absolutely.
Tears of joy are appropriate, yeah.
Oh, sweet. That's so good.
Absolutely.
Congratulations,
so
Heidi.
We were saying that I didn't give your address or your phone number out, obviously, but I did say that you lived up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, so and somebody was like, ooh, she does need a coop up there. It's cold. It's cold up there. So, yeah, you have won a brand new chicken coop. In fact, it's the four-square coop from mypetchicken.com, and it's valued at about $400 plus the shipping cost to go right to your front door there in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And so the question is right now, let me get back over here to the chat room because everybody's like, oh, my gosh, we actually got in touch with her. Hooray. And how cool is this? So, yes, this is real. Everybody in the chat room says, yes, you're live on the air. Do you have chickens now?
No, I don't. I've always been a secret chicken lover. And I just found out that, you know.
Secret any longer.
No, I found out that you could have them in the city, and I was so excited, but money's been a bit tight, so this is, like, such a blessing. You have no idea.
That's awesome.
Wonderful.
That's absolutely awesome.
That's
so
wonderful.
You've always been a chicken lover, and you found out that chickens are allowed to be kept in the city where you live, and it's just, you know, I'd love to do this, but, guys, it's just not in the budget right now to buy a coop, and then I feed, and waterers and feeders and things like that, so... So that is awesome. We love to hear stories like that. And but yeah, just I just wanted to try one more time since we had the time here in the show to give you a call just one last time. So glad you picked up. And so congratulations on behalf of Pat, myself, and mypetchicken.com. We'll get your information over to Derek and Tracy at mypetchicken.com. And they'll be in contact with you, and they will ship out this beautiful coop to you. It holds large fowl breeds, you know, 3 to 4 chickens comfortably, and that'll be a good start for you up there to get you some chickens. How cool is that? So, Heidi, congratulations, and thanks for being a Facebook fan and listener of the radio show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Congratulations, and you'll probably hear from My Pet Chicken sometime this week.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Wonderful.
How cool is that?
Wonderful. Perfect. That is sad. That just makes my heart sing, that someone that can really use a chicken coop, it'll probably make a difference in their whole family's lives. And we were able to do it here on the Chicken Whisperer Talk Show. That
Absolutely.
Is so cool, Whisperer. Congratulations to you, too.
Absolutely. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. So, yeah, I just, hey, we had a few minutes left. I said, let's try one more time, because it's always fun. You know it's always fun. It's fun for me, fun for Pat, and fun for our listeners if we actually get in touch with the winner live on the radio show and hear their excitement and expression. So that's very cool. So, yes, people win our prizes. It's not like you're walking through the mall and enter to win a Ferrari and then no one ever wins or you never hear about the winner. You know what I'm saying? People actually win here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Yes, sir, indeedy. So, all righty, folks, we hope you had a good Monday and a happy Halloween. Be safe if you're going out tonight. Wear that reflective tape. Take those flashlights. Use due diligence crossing the street and everything else. But do have a good time if you do celebrate. And, of course, I'll put my empty bucket out front that says, please take one. Turn all the lights out in the house and then watch a movie in an interior room somewhere. So, oh, my goodness. Oh. So, Pat, thanks for joining us today. And tune in tomorrow for the Heritage Chef, Steve Pope. Pat, take it away.
Okay, great. Well, again, congratulations to Heidi and to all the Pope people that have won coops on Backyard Poultry. And, of course, appreciation to our chat room chicken ears and all our listeners for tuning in and clucking along. We do have so much fun and so many chuckles, don't we, Whisper?
Oh,
thanks
goodness.
To blogtalkradio.com. They provide our radio, our chat, and video services. And Andy Schneider, the Chicken Whisperer, thank you so much for bringing us all together. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. I'm Pat Foreman, and on behalf of us all, we send blessings and love you guys so much. And of course, forever and always, may the flock be with you. God bless everybody.
Oh.